Kiddushin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Kiddushin Bavli, Daf Mem Gimel. We begin on Daf Chof Gimel, Amud Beis in the Yerushalmi, with the words Beis Shammai Oimim on the fourth line of the Gemara. Beis Shammai Oimim, Ein Ashliach Oile Misham Eid. Since Beis Shammai Ashliach, sent to be Mekadesh or return money of a borrower, cannot be a witness to the betrothal, and Beis Hillel say that he can become a witness. Hey Chavida, what's the case exactly? Shilach Shnayim Adaitan de Beis Shammai Shliach Vishne Eidim. Adaitan de Beis Hillel Shlashtam Shluchim Vishlashtam Eidim. The answer is, if the husband sent two witnesses in addition to the Shliach, Beis Shammai say he has to inform them that one will be the Shliach and two will be the witnesses, and Beis Hillel says that all three can be the Shliach and all three can also act as a witness. Amar Avon Barachia. Rav Bachia said, "Nirin dvorim b'shekidja b'shtar, olim kidja b'kesef nase kunegeh be'edusay." These words will only apply when he betrothed with a document, but if he betrothed with money, he is personally involved in the case and he can't testify that the money was given. And Rabbi Yosi disagrees. Mekeren shehem inasu ha-Torah, afilu kidja b'kesef ena kunegeh be'edusay, because the Torah believes him to become a shliach, even if he betrothed with money, he's not considered to be personally involved, and he would be believed to be a witness. And Rabbi Bar, asa uvda koimi Rav v'asa shliach eid. Rabbi said that such a case was brought before Rav, and he allowed the shliach to testify. Chad bar nash afkid gabui gabi kafifa. A person once deposited a barrel of wine in the enclosure of his friend by sending it there with a carrier. The recipient later claimed that he didn't receive it. Amru Pinchas asa uvda koimi Rav Yirmiya v'asa shliach eid v'chai voi shua ala dea kasef. The case was brought before Rav Yirmiya, says Rav Pinchas, and he allowed the shliach to testify, thereby obligating the carrier to make an oath. Is masnisa amma shesluchay shel adam kamoisai, ve'is masnisa amma she'ein shluchay shel adam kamoisai. Some Tanaim teach that a person's shliach is like the person himself, and some teach that he's not like the person himself. Ve'im hamer yamirenu, ve'im hafer yafer. We have a b'risa that teaches the pasuk says in Vayikra, in Perek of Zion, pasuk Lamed Gimel, and if he shall exchange it. And the double wording here teaches that a person cannot exchange the holiness of a korban using a shliach. And we have another pasuk that says in Bamidbar in Perek Lamed, pasuk Tes Zayin, if he shall annul his wife's vows, and the double wording here does not allow one shliach to annul one's wife's vows. So having sabrin mei mashlucha shel adam kamoisai, ella shemi et hakosav. One can assume here that usually a person's shliach does act like the person himself, unless the pasuk excludes it, which it does over here. We have another pasuk that says in Vayikra in Perek Aleph, pasuk Dalad, v'samach yodai. V'lo yad benoi, v'lo yad avdoi, v'lo yad shluchoi. He should rest his hand on the sacrifice, his hand, but not his son's hand, nor his slave's hand, nor his shliach's hand. Havinan savrin mei mashashuchoi shel adam kamoisoi, elef shemiyat akosov. You can assume here that usually a person's shliach is like the person himself, unless the pasuk excludes it, like it does over here. And we have another pasuk in Shmois, Perchof Aleph, Pasuk Vov, V'ratza Adoinov es Oznoi b'Matzeah, and his master should bore a hole into his ear with an awl. Adoinov v'loi b'noi, Adoinov v'loi shluchoi, which means his master, but not his master's son, nor his master's shliach. Having savin meima, sheshushachor shaladim shkemoisoi, el shemiyat akosov, you can assume here that usually a person's shliach is like the person himself, unless of course the pasuk excludes it, like it does over here. So that was the first b'risa, and now, is tanei tanei v'ratza l'rabois es ha-shliach, Akadon Krebi Akiva, Krebi Shmol, Adoinov, Kolshu Bar, Machmas Adoinov. So the second verse teaches, he shall bore, and this includes his shliach, meaning that usually a shliach would not be able to do the mitzvah on behalf of the master. This is the opinion of Rebbe Akiva, which Shmol learns from the word his master, that as long as the master all of it is valid, and same thing over here. Over here we specifically allow the shliach to do it, but usually a shliach would not be able to act on behalf of the person himself.